Agenda item number three, report and possible discussion on investment officer's report, third quarter of fiscal year 2015 by Jim Forte, interim chief financial officer.
This report, we tried to make it a little more graphic to give a better you a better understanding of our investments. Here's a 10-year history of our portfolio. This, of course, relates to the initial sale of property at Possum Kingdom, and this drawdown here was the result of us undertaking a number of cash defeasances of some outstanding debt in order to take advantage of the fact that our earnings were less than 1%, and we were paying, in some cases, greater than 5% on that debt. And each one of those was brought to you as we did, though. And just an analysis that we performed, we probably saved our ratepayers somewhere between $15 and $20 million in present value on the interest that we deferred on paying that debt up front. Here's where we're invested. You can see that about a half a year out to 2 years, interest rates continue to be low. There's no advantage to going long on the yield curve to chase any type of yield. I believe the Federal Reserve governors meet this week, and there's rumors and speculation that interest rates might go up. I don't contemplate that they'll go up dramatically, but we will watch that along with our advisors and manage our portfolio accordingly. In terms of performance, our benchmark is the one-year Treasury. You can see, and this goes back about 7 years, you can see it's down here in the 20 or so basis point range. A lot of municipalities and other local governments in Texas invest in Texpool. You can see it's just barely above no yield. Our portfolio is yielding 0.64%, so we're the approach that we use to investing our money is far greater than our benchmark, and obviously better than putting into a pool. And that completes that presentation, and I can answer any questions that you might have.
Seeing no questions, we'll go on to